The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Less. I don't give a shit. We do whatever the fuck we want on this show.
It's true.
Sir, this is the morning show, not the boring show.
God damn it. You got it, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. There he is. I love how many jackets you're wearing, sir.
You are very cold. It is so cold here.
Yeah, I can tell Andy's cold when two things happen. One, he's wearing two jackets. Two, the hair's down a little bit.
The hair is down.
You know how when a dog's like, when it's cold or it's meek, the tail goes between
its legs? Give me a shake, Andy. Oh, damn.
Oh, no. Candy man, what's it like being 30 now? Really, how do you feel? You feel
good? This is 30, Andy.
Yeah, this is 30. It's a new me, dude. New year, new,
new year, new,
new hair. You know?
Yeah. What's it like feeling 30? I got my prostate exam yesterday.
Great.
It's fun. I'm talking to my grandkids a lot more.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep that connection alive.
Got to keep it alive.
You got to be careful when you go in for a prostate exam. If your only exposure to that is prostate exams and porn. You gotta be very careful with what you expect when you go in to talk to your doctor about that.
I've never looked up prostate exams in porn. I can say that with a...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for February 20th. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is Tim Geddes. That man, that's that beautiful 30-year-old man over there is what we call the sweet, sweet candy man, Candy Andy. He's gone now. Will he come back? Probably. Sometimes he just stands over off right
and
next
to the... And he does that thing where he just kind of like stretches and moves his tum-tum.
Ooh-cheese, and then like... Guys, I'm really, like, halfway through what we're saying, he's not paying attention. He's like, guys, I'm really hungry. Dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And then he'll walk away and he'll grab whatever snacks are over there.
And then he comes back and he's eating, and he's perfectly eating with his perfect little mouth.
Yeah, perfect little mouth.
If you guys did not know, this is a live show. We do this each and every day on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to talk to the chat a little bit later. If you guys are subscribers, we will give you some exclusive time later with us as well to ask us all sorts of fun questions, like, why do you call him Candy Andy? Stay tuned for that. If you guys did not know, also, you can't watch this live, no big deal. Hey, we've been killing it over on YouTube. Thank you guys for all the comments over there and all the likes. We post this around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every day, so you guys can go over there and leave some comments and watch that.
You know where else we've been killing it, Nick?
What's that?
Podcast services.
Woo!
Around the globe. The morning show. Been ticking up.
There you go.
And more people have been listening to this show.
You guys are slowly getting addicted to both of our voices, and that makes my millennium.
Millennium, as they call it.
This episode.
Big Willie style.
Oh my God, I missed that.
Me too.
Remember when Will Smith, every time anyone would do a movie, he would be like, let me do the song for it.
Dude, why did he stop?
He had kids, and now his kids are doing the thing.
Now his kids are doing the thing.
But remember,
you're right.
I was at a mic last night, and they were watching, God bless everyone, and they figured out you just pipe in Netflix, you just keep it going. So like at Andy's thing, we were watching Batman Forever, so I went home and watched that. They're watching the tail end of Men in Black.
Yeah.
And then they started Wild Wild West.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, this was the era when they were like, we're going to get Will Smith in the movie, but you get two for one.
It's two for one deals.
You get the Will Smith actor, and then we get Wild Wild West.
Jim West.
And it was just going to basically take,
yeah,
and he was just going like this, what Stevie Wonder song am I feeling today?
What's going to be next?
Yeah, what's next?
And I love that even when it got bad, quote unquote, it was still fantastic. Men in Black 2, nod your head, the black suit's coming. People loved it, man. I loved it. I loved it a lot. Will Smith recently went viral again last week. Some video where someone called him out for not knowing the words to La Bamba, and he's in a car, and he just goes, "Nah, son, you ain't playing me like that."
Damn.
Puts La Bamba on, puts the camera up, and every single fucking word just nails it. And he's feeling himself, looking at the camera, just like, "Yeah, bitch, I know every word to La Bamba."
The one thing you have to don't sleep on Will Smith.
Look, Kevin.
Kevin, let's
just watch it.
Let's just do it. Are we gonna get fuck it if we get claimed? It's
fuck
Kevin's
it.
Fault. Kevin
Butler. So
they're mocking me because I didn't know the words to La Bamba.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you, Kevin.
I was
news.
Si necesito un poco de gracia.
That's enough of that.
That's amazing.
As it keeps going, though, he like starts doing the Will Smith dance.
Is it me now, or does he look sad?
No, he's fucking awesome. He's, you know what he looks like? He has the look on his face of a man who's made it and done it.
He's made it. He's done it. Yeah.
He looks like, he's a little gray. He looks like Jaden Smith is his son, you know?
And then another reason he went viral a couple weeks ago is he dressed up like Jaden and like mocked a picture of him on Instagram, and it's like,
God, that's so mean.
It's so mean.
That's so mean. You can't, well, you can't do that to your kids. I don't care how crazy your kid is. And by the way, I should tell you guys, I have come 180 on Jaden Smith. When I first saw him, I was like, this kid's a little crazy, mm-hmm. a little nuts. Mm-hmm. Then he does White Batman, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I kind of like this. This is weird. Mm-hmm. And then that new album he came out with, I was like, am I going to have to fucking like Jaden Smith?
It's the thing is,
because Willa already, she already got me.
It's
I put my hair back around. I'm like, done. Yeah. I'm in. Fucking in.
Yeah.
And I know these kids are crazy. They're crazy.
She's not crazy.
They're both crazy as fuck.
As far as I know.
They're both.
I don't think she's crazy. She's never done anything certifiably nuts.
They have done interviews. Jaden, for the most part, is
that's
the
what
one
I'm saying.
That talks
has
about
she
it.
Done anything weird?
They.
I know, I'm sure.
Maybe I'm just confusing it because they're fashionistas and all fashionistas look fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, and then look, then he fucking made fun of his video. Play it, Kev.
Why would you, this is so fucked up. This is so mean.
That's so funny.
This is like, hey kid, I'm always gonna be bigger than you, just so you know. Do you have a girl? He's got two girls. That song is hot as fuck, so though, dude. Everyone, suck it.
Oh my god.
It is fucking hot. God bless him.
The best thing ever. Ever.
This is what celebrities should do, though. That's what I like about Will Smith is like, get out there, man. We don't need all these buffers. You're awesome.
Just
let
man.
Me follow you. If he just did an Instagram series, mm-hmm. Will at Night,
yeah.
I'd watch it.
It would be a hit. It would probably
put my Instagram series out of business.
No, I don't know about that. Yours is the premier internet vlog.
It is the premier internet video blog series on Instagram. And by the way, I will be doing another one tonight because I will be at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight, 8 p.m. If you guys are in San Francisco, come out and see us. We got a few of the guys. You think you're coming out?
I'm going to be there.
I think Greg might be coming out.
My homie Sean that I met at the Emporium last Friday, mm-hmm. he'll be there.
Right on. So I'm very excited about that. Apologies to everyone who thought it was going to be a punchline. They pulled a fast one on us, but we'll get them back one day when I'm here.
And that's a good story that we'll tell you later.
Yeah, we will tell you later. That's fantastic. This episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies. Where if you wear them, you look exactly like these two people.
Ooh.
You will look exactly like them. Do you look like me right now with your tum-tum like this? See this tum-tum right here? That's what you look like now, but you put MeUndies on.
Boom.
You're gonna look
now
like
here's the thing about MeUndies. Pull them back up, Kev. Look how good they make your dick look. I'm just saying.
Well, that guy's got a great dick.
I mean, does he?
I have it on good authority.
We don't know.
His schwanz is, it's taut.
He's got a taut schwanz.
He's got a tight like a tiger. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. Did you get one of those matching pairs for Valentine's Day with Gia?
I did not. Gia's very particular about her undies. I'm going to do it, though, because my undies, me undies, should be she undies. Do you know what I mean?
That's absolutely true.
They should be we undies,
who
yes.
Who the fuck are these people, and where do they find God. These perfect human beings?
I'm into it.
Look at those two. Those two give me a complex. I look mm-hmm. at them, and I'm like, no.
I would watch them.
No matter what I accomplish in my life. They'll be better than me mm-hmm. still.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Look at them. Look at them.
Beautiful.
In various states of undress. Pull it up, Kev.
Well, no, I'm just doing the, like, let's find the match thing.
That's it. You found it. And they're hot.
But now scroll down. Hot. Like,
so you click and you're like,
see, look.
I wear men's.
All right.
All right. Quick reminder before we get into some news. PSVR show is a thing. It is happening right now. You guys can, if you're subscribers to us on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you can get the second episode on Thursday. Of course, the first episode will go live for everyone. So everyone out there who's like, I don't want to give you guys a dollar. Well, guess what? We are rewarding your bad behavior right mm-hmm. now by mm-hmm. giving you more cool stuff. Also, if you guys did not know, kindoffunny.com has been revamped. It's about to break right now because everyone's going to go to it. We have to up our server costs a little bit on that one, but go there. The goal behind this is we have a little soft launch. We want to kind of test it, beta test it a little bit, see what breaks, and a few other things have broken already. But the big key factor on this is that Joey's going to be updating the schedule on the right-hand corner there every week, so you guys can kind of have at a glance. If you scroll to the next day, Kev, sort of see kind of what's popping off, where.
What's popping off?
And it'll be a good little resource also.
Oh, and what's cool about it is if you see, you're like, what's the party mode gonna be? There you can see snipper clips on Patreon and Smash Bros on YouTube. And this is so helpful for everybody.
It's very helpful. Also, just notice that there's a little, in the CMS, mm-hmm. the behind the scenes, you know, when you go to slot the content.
The content asks, management system.
Exactly, it asks for a color. Did not realize those colors coordinate to the...
And I love that.
There it is right there.
Look at them.
There it is.
They coordinate.
It's beautiful. So if you guys are perusing the website, if you're bored later today and you guys see any problems that we haven't seen, please shoot them over to Joey either by email or on Twitter, please.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys have suggestions as well, because the whole point of this redesign was to just be useful. The other site
not
looked
useful.
Fine. It looked cool. But this is the point of this is there's a schedule, there's a quick links to our store and the Patreons, and then scroll up, Kev.
Scroll up, yeah. There'll be like
just the big updates. Let people know where community meet-and-greets are happening and all of that.
Right now we've got a few things slotted in there, but for the most part it's probably going to be whatever the main update of the week is. We'll take the other two out. So like right now if you guys want to go to the Kind of Funny updates for the community events, you can see all those. Scroll down, Kev. Click on that bad boy, just the face, the smileys. Mr. Smiley, yeah, there you go. So here are some upcoming events that you guys can go to and check that out if you're in the area. And there you go. Cool beans. Now, Tim, this first news story I know will be near and dear to your heart.
Oh, will it?
Were you a fan of Get Out?
I was a big fan of
Get Out. Well, guess what? Turns out Jordan Peele not retiring from filmmaker after knocking it out of the fucking park with that and getting nominated for an Academy Award for his first effort there. Of course, he is making another film. This comes from...
a sequel, surprisingly.
This comes in from Hegan.com. Too far off, actually. Joe Scrabble's right. Jordan Peele, director of Get Out, will begin shooting his as-yet-unrevealed second film this year. Speaking to The Hollywood Reporter, Peele said, I am currently writing it, and I'll direct for Universal this year. I'm just trying to entertain myself. Peele has previously said that he has multiple ideas for socially conscious horror films, and it sounds as though his follow-up will be one of them, but won't tackle the same issues. Playing around with a thriller, horror, action, fun genre of intrigue is my favorite, he explains. That's my sweet spot. So I think tonally, it should resemble Get Out. That said, I want to make a completely different movie. I want to address something different than race in the next one. That more or less rules out an immediate sequel, although Peele said earlier this month that he would seriously consider making a sequel Get Out.
Interesting.
He would make Get Out too. How does this sit with you?
I'm stoked. I believe in...
Where does Get Out sit on your list of like best horror thrillers?
Oh, very, very, very high. I mean, again, we've talked about this before on GOG about what is defined by horror, like what movies fall under that. And it gets kind of complicated because horror is one of those genres that I feel needs other things attached to it, like slasher or thriller or whatever. I love Get Out. Get Out's a fantastic movie. Let's take any quantifier off of it. So in that sense, I'm totally down for this. I love hearing him talk about all those words that he just threw on there. Like he knows how to, Get Out to me was very thrilling. It was very political. It was very fun. There was all those elements, and that's what made it a good movie.
Yeah, it had definitely a good mix of that social commentary, humor, and thriller aspects. Very unique film.
I haven't seen something like that
in a very long time, so I'm excited to see what he's doing next. I will say I don't like any of this. Jordan Peele, way too talented.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you, sir, be that funny, but then also be able to direct a movie that is that poignant and that tense? I don't like it. I don't know how much work you put into it, but stop. You and Andy Serkis need to go on to the island together. Just go onto the successful guy's island together.
And just stop.
And just stop.
And fuck. What I appreciate is I feel that there's a craft to comedy that if you crack the code and understand like what it takes for the setup and payoff, you can apply that to anything else.
Oh, definitely.
And so that's what I think Get Out succeeded in is he is a master of the comedy short, and I feel like adapting that into a horror movie makes a lot of sense when you take the structure of it and just kind of expand on it and add all the different things, and especially with the all of the red herrings and stuff that Get Out had. Fantastic.
And we're very excited about that. And I want him to go back to comedy at some point, though. I really do want to see.
I mean, aren't they still doing?
Are they? I think Keegan Peele's done. The show's
really?
Done. Yeah, they retired. Keegan-Michael Key's like doing, he's doing movies.
Pitch Perfect
and he's I saw him in a commercial the other day. Also, shout out to Keanu Reeves for that Squarespace.
Podcaster says no Tim.
No Tim what?
That's it.
All right, cool. Thanks, Podcaster.
Thanks, Podcaster.
Next news story. Tim, you are the keeper of whether or not we should watch trailers here. There is a trailer for Jessica Jones season 2. Can we watch this?
It's Netflix. Now, here's the thing.
Traditionally okay.
I could not give a fuck less about this, but for you, Nick, do you care?
I do. I really like Jessica
watch.
Jones.
Let's watch.
One. Okay. I'm a huge Kristen Ritter fan.
I'll start at the beginning. was killed in a car accident. Someone did horrific experiments on me. I was abducted, raped, and forced to kill someone. And I'm in here, bouncing a goddamn ball!
So how is anger management?
Still angry. Some people call me a hero. Others call me a freak.
You're one of them.
Moron. I didn't ask for this. I'm just trying to make a goddamn living in this goddamn city.
You a PI?
Sorry.
I'm resourceful.
We got a sex scene. It's hot.
People I care about are in danger. I gotta make a decision. One, keep denying it. Or two, do something about it.
Good options. Start punching through people's fucking hearts.
I don't know how you handle it. It's called whiskey.
Bitch.
Call me bitch again.
Jessica Jones. You are a hard-drinking, short-fused mess of a woman.
Anything to add, Ms. Jones?
Yeah, I always deal with threats head on, meaning I punch them in the head until they're unconscious.
They call her JJ.
I call it JJ. I'll tell you one thing right now. The Netflix Marvel series, they're like 50-50 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care for the Defenders all that much, but largely because I didn't really care for any of the Iron Fist stuff. Mm-hmm. Didn't really care for Luke Cage. I watched like some of those, and I was like, this is not grabbing me. But the Jessica Jones season one, for whatever reason, really got me.
Yeah, Gia loved it.
I think it's because they treated it like the Kilgrave character is really fucked up, mm-hmm. and it deals with a lot of really
fucked up things.
And like I kind of like that they're not like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. always felt like, hey, we have to have the kitty gloves on because we're on network television.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones season one was like, hey, we're gonna
canoe fucking, some fools.
Yeah, this guy's gonna just be horrible and make mm-hmm. people do horrible things, and it's terrifying. There's nothing scarier than a character that can just tell you to do something and you have to go fucking do it. So I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
I don't know, Andy, where do you sit with
that
Jessica
trailer
Jones?
Trailer just seemed like it took every terrible cliche trailer out of the fucking
well. It also
superhero
was
book.
Like 90% the first season. Like, all those shots where she's like, this guy thinks I'm a freak, and he lifts up the car, that was, like, episode one.
I guess just the dialogue of, like, I'm not a hero. I'm just a person trying to make a living. Like, it's just...
I like whiskey.
It seemed like a fake trailer for a superhero movie in a comedy movie.
Mm.
You know?
Like,
this is what they would make in a TV show that you like, and the characters are like, oh, here's this new superhero. Like,
right.
This seemed really cliche.
Well, I'm hoping that... they just don't have a ton of it, like, ready to show. I don't know. The trailer was not great.
Did it have a date?
What's that?
Did the trailer have a date?
March. I didn't see it. Is it March?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Pretty close.
Kev, can you pull up? There's another story that Mr. Yasman in the chat was talking about from Variety.
Yeah.
Just go to variety.com. I will address you to it.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Boom. Boom.
Ugh.
Nonstop.
Do you want to read this one?
Sure. This comes over from variety.com.
Wait, just do you need the link?
Yeah, just scroll down with me. I'll read it.
Let me just send you the link.
Just scroll down with me.
It's on the dock.
I can't. I don't have access
it's
to the dock.
The first story.
My hands don't work.
It's literally
My hands don't work. This comes over from variety.com. Jessica Chastain. Oh, man. I got to get the stupid man go mad. Jessica Chastain and talks to star in It sequel. Exclusive. Jessica Chastain is in negotiations to star in New Line's It sequel as the adult version of Beverly, sources tell Variety. Director Andy Muschietti is back to direct. Gary Duberman will pen the script. Beverly was played by Sophia Lillis in the 2017 horror hit. Sources stress that negotiations are early and that the script is still being worked on, but both sides have officially begun discussing her coming onto the project. Bill Skarsgård is also expected to return as Pennywise. The sequel will bow... on September 6, 2019, with production expected to start this summer. I didn't see it, And I'll be honest with you, I'm scared of it, so I'm probably never going to watch it.
It's you should watch it. Great. I feel like you'd like it.
I don't like horror movies. It's so unsettling. I don't like the tension. It stresses me out. I like movies about people whose dads are coming to
visit. There's something about it, though, that it's not that type of horror movie.
Did you hear what he said?
I missed that.
He said he likes movies where people's dads are coming to dinner. It's so good. That's funny.
That was funny.
That's what I like.
That was funny.
Because it's fun. Go watch The House, ladies and gentlemen.
It has fun moments. It also has a lot of like really fucked up moments. But it's, like, it's never that scary, though. It's like, it's not like a shit's popping out of nowhere. It's like, oh, this is unsettling and weird. Like,
it's really good.
They make a cool, interesting world with it. And Jessica Chastain as older...
Beverly.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm totally in.
Well, Jessica Chastain's awesome.
Seems like a... I mean, whatever. People grow up. But
yeah,
I'm not sure that this is perfect, but I'm in.
I'll tell you one thing right now. I saw over the holiday break Molly's Game, which has a lot of scenes of Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba hanging out in his office together.
That seems unfair.
Just saying.
What are they doing?
Not what I wanted to be doing. Oh. What I wanted to be doing is making a superhuman being. It's the perfect blend of hotness.
The perfect hotness.
The perfect hotness. You see that clip of Idris Elba proposing to his girlfriend?
No.
That's cute. Yeah,
he did. Is it?
Yeah, it's nice. Good for him.
Congrats.
I want him to be happy, and I also want him to be Bond. Tim, next news story. This is just an image I found. I guess this is the first shot we've seen from the upcoming Shaft remake. Actually, not what? Shaft remake. I guess it's the sequel.
There's another Shaft?
They're doing another Shaft.
I was unaware.
I think it's called Son of Shaft. Or Father of Shaft. I'm not quite sure.
The Shaftening.
What's going on, but we see the three generations of Shaft.
Three times Shaft.
Here. Wasn't SLJ Shaft at some point?
I think this is a sequel to that Shaft movie. That's Sam.
No.
Yeah.
That's him in the middle?
Yeah.
That's what? SLJ.
I'm gonna look up the IMDb on this before I completely misquote myself. Shaft 2? 2019. Directed by Tim Story, features Samuel L. Jackson as John Shaft. I don't know.
Was Shaft 1 connected to the original show?
No, it was. I believe it was just a reboot of Shaft, which wasn't a show. I think it was a movie.
Was it a movie?
Back in the day.
Yeah. It was a show.
Was it a show?
Because that had a theme song.
Shaft! But I think it was a movie.
I
forgot to put the A in there, so it was just Shift. Yeah, I think it was a 1971 film. They did a few of those, actually. Well, either way, here it is. Samuel L. Jackson's back in a trench coat. Do you think he goes, I'm not at home unless I'm wearing a trench coat?
This image unsettles me, Nick. Why I don't like anything about it, if I'm being honest.
That's a fucking dope trench coat.
That does not look like Samuel L. Jackson to me. I don't know why.
He's getting old, dude.
It bothers me. I'm not okay with this.
He's not getting young.
I'm really not okay with this, and also just... I don't like that the uniforms are so uniform, except they're not. Like, why you see one belt buckle and not the others?
Yeah.
He's sucking his shit in, man.
They don't have the same shoes.
Well, I mean, they don't have to look identical. They're not like fucking when your mom's hat's triplets and dresses. I mean,
when you're wearing black on black, when 90% of your outfit's identical, go the extra 9 yards.
But the 90% to be fair, is a gigantic trench coat that they're wearing in the middle of LA, which is usually pretty hot.
And the turtleneck. So, oh shit, are turtlenecks coming back then?
I think they've never left. Every time I see Common, he's wearing a turtleneck.
Common's always wearing a turtleneck.
I saw him on a commercial last night where he's wearing a turtleneck and a tiny little pilot's jacket. Yeah, like a bomber jacket. And I was like, the jacket's a little too short, but the turtleneck makes up for it.
Yeah, it gives you that, right? I like that. Last night, I watched Chris Rock's first stand-up
Tambourine?
In 10 years.
How was that?
Directed by Bo Burnham.
Really?
Yeah, and you can totally tell by the set design. It's fucking awesome.
It seems a lot more laid back than his other specials.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I didn't really like it.
First off, I can't fucking stand that they do the trailers for stand-up specials because they just get you right in the middle of a joke and you're like, there's no lead up to that, there's no build up to that. Like, you know, is that really supposed to impress me? So generally the trailers always ward me off from any of the stand-up specials. You really have to start, like, a good stand-up usually will craft it from start to finish. It's a good hour. But, I saw that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm into that. I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah. There was no moment that I was just like, I've never heard a joke like that. There was no moment that I'm like, that's funny. I can't wait to tell everybody. They need to watch it because of this. And when it ended, there was a moment where I'm like, oh, man, he could end on that joke, and that's not great. And he didn't. Then he made one more joke, and I was like, oh, he's going to end here. And he walked off, and I was like, that was even weaker.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes people, sometimes they're good. It's all subjective, of course. Some people might really
seeing
love
Chris
this
Rock
stuff.
Though. Even more weird than seeing Samuel L. Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, he's looking weird.
He's old.
Yeah.
He's got kids.
Has he got work done? He looks like he has
he
work
He might have
done,
had some Botox.
Which is fine.
We'll see. But I've had some Botox. I got to get this stuff lifted right
freaking
here.
Freaking me out.
I got to get the forehead.
Have you really?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm terrified of that shit. It's you're putting snake venom into your brain.
Oh, man. I'm not.
Is that what it is? Botulism? Isn't it some sort of like...
It's a bacteria.
It's a bacteria that just eats away at your nerves.
Yeah.
It makes you crazy. It makes you want to get more of it. Hot. Super hot. Yeah, I don't know. I watched,
is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? I saw on the, I follow the Comedy Store, mm-hmm. and apparently Martin Lawrence is coming back to stand up.
Interesting.
That's fucking great.
We definitely
he was doing
that.
A couple sets at the store.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. My issue is always that these guys, especially guys like Chris Rock, it's always going to be an uphill battle with him. Mm-hmm. Because you have to understand, Chris Rock was so immensely fucking important to comedy in like the late 80s and 90s. And then he sort of has pushed through it and is now an icon. And so, of course, people, the expectation of what he can deliver is on Chappelle's level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost unattainable. Now,
I guess that's the biggest problem is he definitely tried for that. Like, he tried to do exactly what Chappelle just did. And granted, Chappelle did it over four specials,
yeah.
and it wasn't always
no.
a success.
I would say out of those four, maybe two of them are strong.
Two were very good. Yeah. Two were not so good.
My favorite of which, by the way, is the one that he did at the store. The one where it's very intimate that, and he's just sitting there the entire time.
That's some next level shit,
that
though.
Was,
like, that transcends comedy, and yeah. that's like, I'm going to record a message.
I love that.
And that was fucking
but
fantastic.
That's what the medium needs.
And
right?
I feel like Chris Rock doing this, it felt more like Chappelle's third one, where it was traditional stand-up, mm-hmm. and he was trying to get there with the message, and I feel like just the message, it felt like from a bygone era, where it's yeah. like, yeah, dude, we support what you're saying, but... It's been said so many times yeah. while you've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to either come with an interesting perspective or just leave.
But what's crazy about it is Chappelle realized, he was like, I can do these very often. And so the blowback that I get from the first special, I can talk about in this special.
And now,
what I think, what speaks to Chappelle's work ethic and the power of what he actually has as a talent is that you saw him come back with that first one, you're like, this is a little tone deaf. Then the second one, you're like, I don't know what's going on. And the third one, you're like, oh, wait, this is getting kind of funny. Then the fourth one, I was like, this is, to me, what comedy should be mm-hmm. on Netflix. It's jokes, but it's mostly storytelling, and it's mostly really engaging with the audience and telling you, hey, we're going to talk about some crazy shit right now.
And it does tell
and
a story.
And we're
going
to use that. We're
going
to use humor to discuss this, and you're going to see all this through the vein of humor. But yeah, he sits there and gets really fucking real.
Yeah,
and I think that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I'll give Chris Rock's special a chance. We'll see what happens. I'm very excited. Joey Diaz is filming his first ever special.
Oh yeah?
And yeah, I believe Joe Rogan's supposed to direct it. So we'll see what happens
Interesting.
There. It's supposed
okay.
to be happening in June. If I can get tickets to that,
yeah.
I want to go.
John Mulaney just recorded his new one, and that's going up eventually. Very excited about that.
Oh, God. You love John Mulaney.
Dude.
He's so good.
He's two for two right now, as far as I'm concerned.
He just sounds funny.
No,
John
Mulaney is funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Chris D'Elia sounds funny. Chris yeah. D'Elia's delivery and everything and the way he fucking moves. I watched him on Lip Sync Battle recently.
Yeah.
That man is a fucking puppet.
He is... 18 feet tall, and there's three people that have to orchestrate his arms.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, but
you
man,
fucking,
he's funny.
It's so funny because you did not, I don't think you cared about it at all until we saw
I never
him
knew
live.
Who he was, and then we saw him at Comedy Store. I'm like, that guy's funny
he's
as fuck.
He's really fucking funny.
And then I went back and watched the two specials, and I was just like, these are some of the best things I've ever seen. He's yeah. also doing a new one. He's doing a tour now. He's on the West or East Coast now, but
we should see
if he's over here West Coast, I am down.
He'll come out here eventually. We'll see him when he comes out. That'd be great. All those guys come up here eventually because we live in San Francisco and they have to make fun of liberals. Kevin.
Yep.
Let's bring up this next news story.
Sounds great.
Christopher Nolan says he's definitely not directing Bond 25.
That sounds like bullshit, right?
I'm definitely not doing
like,
this.
For sure, I'm not making this big
Quote,
deal movie.
I love the character. I love the films. I've been very inspired by the films, as anyone who's seen my films will find embarrassingly obvious. But you'd only take a franchise like that if you could bring something completely new to it, if that were needed. And I think at the moment, they're doing fantastically well without
what?
Me. They're not.
Have you seen them?
They're not. Chris Nolan. Kevin, give me the one. Please direct a Bond film. Barbara Broccoli. Please just let him do whatever he wants with it. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. That's all I'm saying. Maybe we'll get... The worst we can do is Spectre. The best we can do is Casino Royale.
Is that really the best we can do?
Do we see...
The worst we can do is Quantum Solace.
Have you seen Spectre?
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, Quantum Solace was a mess of a movie.
Quantum Solace at least had Olga Kurylenko, and God bless her for just being alive. I'm just saying, have you seen Inception?
Here's the thing.
That is a Bond movie.
I agree with you. Christopher Nolan is one of my favorite filmmakers, and what he did for Batman absolutely blew my mind. Imagining him doing that for Bond.
For Bond.
If Christopher Nolan made a Bond movie, it would be the best Bond
movie. It would be the best Bond movie.
I have no doubt about
that. It would be the best. I'm just saying, maybe it's time to recast the character and go at it.
He's a coward. You're right. You're right, Kevin.
Christopher Nolan's a coward.
Christopher Nolan is a coward.
He is a coward.
Get Idris. Do Bond.
That'd be amazing. Do old Bond. Do old man Bond.
Oh my God, just do it.
That'd be amazing. Just saying. Okay,
you say go back to Sean Connery?
No, Sean Connery is on death's door. He's not dead already. We just didn't know about it. Sean Connery is 175 years old. Still a pimp, though. Still a P-I-M-P. But
I don't know what you heard about me.
Exactly. Now, Tim, I'm going to take on a little story here.
Please take me on that story.
Last night, I was supposed to do a bunch of stuff, but I was a little burned out.
Yeah.
So I just went to a mic, did a mic to prepare for the show tonight, and was like, you know, I'm going to surprise my wife. I'm going to let her know that I'm coming home. We're going to spend an evening together. So I text her, hey, I'm coming home. She goes, great, because tonight is the ice dancing finals at the Olympics. And I say, okay, whatever, I can watch an hour of Paris figure skating. This is not Paris figure skating.
You say it like Paris.
Ice dancing.
Ice dancing. Two people. Coordinated
two people
ice.
Go in. Two one people. Comes
I
out.
I mean, honestly, the best ones, yes.
What you does that
in,
mean?
You are in unison.
Okay.
You are dancing.
On is, the ice. When you have skates.
Yeah, you have skates.
Okay.
But unlike the Paris figure skating.
Okay.
Where they like throw each other up in the air.
Yeah.
This is more balletic. Like, this is more of a dance.
Yeah.
And they still do some acrobatic things.
Okay.
Including, like, at one point she puts her skate on the guy's dick and, like, opens up like this and he just pushes her up like that and goes, this
that
is not hurting
not,
my dick.
Not but good.
That's, you gotta just deal with the pain.
You just gotta deal with the, there's just blood.
So I'm introduced. All nice. I'm introduced to this last night.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, I gotta watch an hour of this. Right? And I'm kind of getting into it because I appreciate the physicality of what it takes to go into this. But I'm used to, like, you know, triple indies or whatever the hell else they do in skating.
Yeah.
I'm used to the Tonya Harding, right?
Uh-huh.
The way this works is the routines are like 5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them has this thing called the twizzle. Where at one point they all have to spin in unison and then stop and then
no,
spin.
No, they
in unison.
Don't.
Swear to God.
The twizzle?
The twizzle.
You're making this up. I believed you up
I
until
am not
this.
Making this up.
Wait. Did you have to, like, Google this information?
No.
Or was
they say twizzle every single thing. Here comes the twizzle.
Oh my God.
And they
no.
have to, they spin, and they stop, and they go, right? And they get scored on how in unison they are. And so I'm watching a couple American teams. We're shit in the bed, like we always do with the fucking Winter Games, right? But I'm getting fucking heated about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, if America can't win, at least North America needs to win.
Okay.
So one of the best ice dancing squads is from Canada. The other one is from France.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck France.
I get it.
North America. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go. Until I see the final American team go. This team.
Is there a video?
Brother and sister.
Oh no.
Okay. The Shibutani siblings,
Shibutani.
Or as they call them, Alex and Maya Shibutani, or as they're known, the Shib-Sibs.
The Shib-Sibs, oh.
Kevin, bring this
fuck.
Up. These are my new obsession. Unfortunately, they lost last time. Well, they didn't lose, they took bronze. They got third.
They lost.
But they
hold
were
on.
The, but look.
Who got gold?
If I don't see a fucking twizzle, I'm gonna be really upset.
There we go.
This is what it looks like.
A lot of contact.
This is not the twizzle, though.
Oh.
This shit's intense,
oh, that was on
bro.
Purpose.
Oh no, yeah, dude, they don't fuck up. The Shib-Sibs don't fuck up. And they
the
did not fuck
Sibs
up last night.
Do not fuck up.
Look at they've been ice dancing together since they were young. Scroll down here.
Hold on, they get their dogs involved?
Oh yeah, they got their dogs involved. Are you fucking kidding me? Just keep going. There's a shot of them when they were like 10 years old and they could barely see over the thing. Keep going. Scroll down. You'll see them. You'll know when you get to it. We may have passed it. It doesn't matter. If you want, Kevin, Google twizzle. Google ice dancing twizzle. See, look, twizzlers. Bam. You think I was fucking around?
Click on the twizzlers.
You see what I'm saying? That's the twizzle. Do you see that right there?
Oh my God.
That's actually
pretty amazing.
They're twizzling with the twizzlers. They go, they do a stunning performance, but it just barely misses the mark. The French team goes, and they do.
Do they do it to music?
What? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. The French teams was like to some ballet thing. The Canadians team was to Moulin Rouge, I think, which was dope.
All right.
The French team goes. They knock it out of the park. Personal high record. Mm-hmm. Scored 205 points. I don't know what the fuck any of this
means. Yeah, yeah.
But out of the short thing and the long thing, they put them together, 205 points. The Shib-Sibs sitting at 196, not going to fucking win, right? Yeah, they're sitting in second, but they know they're getting knocked out, right? The Canadian team comes up. And these are the most, these are two of the most storied, iconic ice dancers
of all time.
And they deliver a performance that is probably one of the best in ice dancing history. And
how was their twizzle, though?
Their twizzle was unreal. And I say this without any, without actually not fucking around. When they nailed the twizzle,
bro, I got the fucking juice. All right, let's watch this, Kev.
This is twizzles from 2014.
Twizzles,
what'd you say?
Some examples of twizzles.
Yeah, here are some examples of twizzles for everyone in the chat right now. That's a twizzle right there. You see this?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here comes the twizzle.
No, it's happening right now.
I know. Those are the twizzles. There it is, and they came out of the twizzle.
Is this towards your 15 seconds of ice skating?
This is 15 seconds of sports today.
Actually, it's
45. Can you Google? I wonder if we can actually find that performance last night, because I want to show you guys their twizzle.
I'm just watching other twizzles now.
Let's see. It's Virtue and More. The Canadian team is Virtue and More, I think.
I'm a big fan of her outfit.
Here we go. I think the whole performance is here.
Too hot for the Olympics.
Dude, they are so fucking hot. We gotta look at this.
I don't understand how
you know that some of these people are siblings, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, the ship sibs.
The ship sibs.
Last name Shib.
Get on the fucking Shib Sib train. It is leaving the station.
Choo!
Hold on, let's see what the fuck this
Somebody
is.
Somebody in the chat dropped it.
Did they drop it? Let's watch it.
Can we talk about the All-Star game?
No, we absolutely cannot. Get out of here, you un-American motherfucker. We're talking about the Olympics.
That's the wrong video, Zagger.
Oh, this is Shib Sibs.
Is that what you wanted to see?
I don't know if this is not from last night though, but you can watch them. Yeah, fuck it, let's watch it.
Oh, twizzle. Stop.
I want the Virtue and More twizzle. Someone all find that and put it in the chat, please.
Here we go.
Look at how good they are.
Oh shit.
I'm telling you guys, I'm so bummed I came into this at the end. I would have been on this train the whole time. And what's great about it is most people have like they do the dance, hey, we're faux in love, or whatever it is. Yeah. Not them. They just have fun. They're brother and sister. They
I don't fuck with that,
that's
though.
That's crazy.
I need the love. I don't feel it, Shib Sibs. I feel like I'm trying to fuck.
Look at the fucking Shib Sibs. Shib Sibs!
Why didn't they twizzle? What the fuck?
I don't know. We gotta find this. We're not leaving this podcast until we twizzle. These motherfuckers.
Virtual oh my god,
more.
What the fuck?
God damn,
what the fuck? No, Nick.
They're hot.
That was too sexual.
No, it's not.
We need to find it.
Hold on, I gotta find the twizzle.
What are they called? Virtue?
Virtue and More. I just want their whole performance from last night, but I don't
Virtue
think.
Is V-I-R-T-U-E.
I got it.
Here we go. Awfully bad. I got it, hold
Send
on. I'm gonna try to find the twizzle portion of it. We're gonna watch from this point on, Kev.
Give me a time code.
I'm gonna share. I'll timestamp it starting at 2 minutes. I think this gets us into the twizzle, but we'll see.
You could just find out.
Well, we gotta watch it together. It's fun. We can roll it back. There you go. There's it right there. Let's watch it. Let's discover this together. My new passion.
Hold on.
My new passion, which is ice dancing.
Give me 2 seconds. There we go.
There we go. Let's do it. Oh, there it is.
That was the twizzle.
No, that's just a spin, I think.
Oh, fucking Roxanne, dude.
So now
dude,
these good. People, they're banging, right?
I don't know.
Oh, they are banging. Well, maybe not.
They also look actually. Like
I don't think any of these people are banging. But I'll tell you one thing right now. Their coach.
Hold on. Are they about to do the move that we just saw?
Oh, this shit's insane.
There's one. Yeah, here
Boom!
We go. There we go.
Fuck you.
There we go.
Fuck you, France.
Holy shit. God.
That's the shit that won
God
it for him.
Damn, you
see that motherfucker?
Oh my god, that was really sick. Like, he put her on like a mask.
Bro,
he put her on like a mask.
Wait till they hit this fucking twizzle. It is the shit of legends. Fuck. I don't know. They may have passed the twizzle already. I think it's like, I can't see this. I would know if they had a little score up because it shows you all the hashes and the moves they have to do. This might be the end of
what
it.
What the fuck is this thing, though?
That's the business God. Right there, sir.
And I love that they're doing it to this fucking song.
Some Blades of Glory shit.
See, there's no commentary, but it should be like, okay, how they're going into the twizzle right now. But I don't know. Wait for it. Let's see if they do it. God damn it. I want to hit the twizzle. Fuck yeah, we are. This is my new obsession. I can't tell how far they're at. Here we go. Ready? Wait. Is it happening? God damn it.
Dude, where's the twizzle? Dude, hold on, man. They're just fucking, they're building it up. They don't want you to come too early.
No, also, I think we passed the twizzle already.
I feel like more than half of that outfit is not there. Oh, is that
so
it?
So, did that count as a twizzle?
No, the twizzle's the business. We may have to roll this back for the twizzle.
Is this where your power bombs are?
No.
Dude, you just missed it, man.
I said the one where he's got
our
power.
Yeah.
Bombs.
Oh, dangerous. Look at this. Oh, see, shut up. What the fuck is that? She's Titanicing him.
Fuck you, France. You lost.
Holy shit.
Because Moore and Virtue are on fucking point.
Dude,
on
Moore
this.
And fucking Virtue.
It'd be great if you put her down there just like, yeah, so like, blood boring.
Yeah, I want to know how they must have like extra special stretchy pants that cut.
Vibranium pants.
Yeah, we missed the twizzle. I'm sorry, this is the end. We're gonna go back to the beginning. Don't worry, chat. We're gonna go back to the beginning and catch the twizzle.
Anyway, so Jimmy Butler couldn't
go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. We gotta watch this. Here he goes. Look how fucking serious he is.
This guy, man, fucked.
This guy, man, fucked.
Kevin Durant had a great game in the All-Star game.
Wait, what do you got?
I was cutting the music.
Come on. We got a copy of Strike.
Oh, my God. That's how they start this thing? With a fucking reverse mount? The standing cowgirl, dude? The standing reverse cowgirl?
We're not gonna get claimed by TSN 5. It's fine.
Get the ESPN of Canada. Yes, you are. You are 100% getting claimed.
Don't worry about it, guys. It's worth it for the twizzle.
It was worth it, Greg.
Watch this. When they hit this twizzle, tell me you don't fucking feel this. Well,
is that it? That's it?
That's one.
I didn't feel it.
How many twizzles do they need?
They gotta do three.
There's another one.
Oh shit. Do they need to do them back to back to back?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, they got to do it. It's the twizzle section.
Oh shit.
Watch this, watch this. Fucking nail!
Oh. Come on! And the crowd goes wild!
They fucking knew they had this! They knew they had this at that point.
From here on out, they're just like, let's just have sex on the ice.
Oh my God. The only thing that would make this the better if they were American. I'll tell you that right now.
That's true. That is true.
They are in, man. They are in. Watch this move one more time. You wanna see the good move?
That's coming later.
That's just the bomb, dude. I was so hyped on this last night that D and I were tense. I was like holding on. I was like, what's gonna happen? Ship Sibs clearly lost. They didn't score.
Yeah, fuck dude. Why would you bring the Ship Sibs into my life when we got Moore and Vore?
Virtue and Moore, man. I'll tell you right now. They had, it was theirs to lose last night. Mm-hmm. The French team had 205 points. They had to score 1 point higher than them.
Yeah.
Did they get it?
Them?
Fucking
oh,
did.
Of course.
They fucking did. 206 points.
Not even question.
For the gold. They're fifth, sixth gold, something like that. Sixth medal.
There we go.
Gotta wait one more time for the move here. This badass flip, backflip onto your neck, which I've only seen once, and it was during a one night stand, and I can't remember her name. Everyone in the chat's like, are you really making me watch this again? Yes.
You're welcome. This isn't sports, this is love.
Watch it. Boom! Shut the fuck up, what? France!
Shut the fuck up!
Shut up, France!
Oh, man.
All right.
Wait, are they friends?
They're Canadian.
Oh.
I'm sure they're French-Canadian. We beat France.
Yeah.
North America.
They beat.
Well, North America, Greg.
You can't latch on to North American bullshit.
We can do whatever we want.
I'm sorry, are we not in...
Like, oh,
are we not part
conference.
Of the same continental drift?
Audio listeners be damned, says
continental drift.
Oh, no, audio listeners, you gotta Google this.
LeBron won his third MVP in the All-Star game. It was an incredible game, guys.
Andy, mm-hmm. we don't have time for it.
Steph Curry, the team Steph lost. They had the lead the whole time, Greg. They were up by 15. They lost, dude.
Andy, what sport is this?
Huh?
What sport was that?
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Basketball.
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 All right. That's it for the ice dancing portion of today's programming. I want you guys to know, I have watched more Olympics this time around than ever.
Combined.
And I am so...
So did I just right now.
...unfucking-leavably disappointed at our medal count. Now, I know we traditionally don't do well in the Winter Olympics, but Norway is slapping people's fucking assholes.
Well, that's
right
bullshit.
Now.
Norway was made of snow.
Norway and Germany are just pouncing people. We're like way down. The only people that are worse than us are the Russians because they're all doping. You see that story about the Russian curler who got popped for doping?
Yeah. How did you see this one about the skier from
Hungary? Would you dope for
yeah,
curling?
That's an awesome story.
She just wanted to get to the Olympics.
And so she just
went. And she just went. Like
fuck, very, that's the most Greg Miller move I've ever seen in my life. You hear about this?
So I'm just going to do what I want to do.
She's not from Hungary, though. She's from here.
I don't know.
I think she's from Oakland.
I saw the headline effect. That was
what happened with this Olympics?
Someone told me about this. It's all hearsay, but someone on the chat will link us. Evidently, someone figured out they Tim Gettys the system and figured out that if they competed from Hungary as like a Hungarian citizen,
they'll just get
they can, they didn't have much of a team, so they could get in, and if they could just like I guess there wasn't enough people in the sport to bounce you out if you were dead last. So at dead last, she was able to go down the half pipe and actually compete in the Olympics, even though she just went woo, 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 and then ended it was like, I got last, bitches! Out.
I love it. Good for her.
Well, congratulations to Virtue and More. You guys are my new obsession.
Yeah,
new
no, damn, seriously, that was very impressive.
Next, I'm looking forward to 2022.
2022, bring it back.
Or is it 2020? No,
2020 is the normal Olympics.
Virtue and More?
Yeah.
No, they're not siblings.
They're not siblings.
They've just been dancing.
Did you see the way that he wore her?
I did, actually. I
don't want to make any presumptions about either of their sexual orientation.
Yeah.
But in my fantasy, they fucked that night.
They fucked, dude. They fucked.
Not only did they fuck.
On the ice, we just didn't see
if
it.
If you saw their coach, she looks like Demi Moore.
Threesome.
They all fucked.
They all fucked
They
together.
Have the best looking coaching staff on the planet. Mm-hmm. It's like her, like Demi Moore and the male version of Demi Moore sandwiching these two hot ass ice dancers.
It's like Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
Man, when they hit that, you didn't see the end. When they fucking stopped, they fucking looked at each other and like, we fucking nailed it. We
that
got it.
Awesome.
He went, fuck yeah. And they high-fived and they went to France. They looked at the French flag and they just went, fuck you, France. Let's take some tips. I got excited about that. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for indulging me on the last 35 minutes of my new obsession, which is the Shib Sibs.
But I thought it was Virtue and More.
Whatever. I've heard it both ways. Mike's gave us a tip and said, here's a fun clip. Hi, Nick. How's them balls? They're good. A little sweaty right now. Eric, Bowl of Rice, gave us a tip and said, hey, Tim and Nick, my girlfriend of 3 years, the girl I was going to propose to this summer, broke up last night. Can I get a butthole and some words of encouragement to get out of this deep depression? Yes. Her loss, sir. You are obviously awesome, and she does not realize that. But guess what? Keep going. Keep working on yourself. Keep being more awesome. And I swear to God, you will meet someone who recognizes that, and you will grow together, and it'll be amazing. And in between those two times, wear condoms.
Butthole.
Thank you. Ignacio Rojas says, guys, no more excuses. Your name is on Netflix. Please watch this excellent, beautiful movie. Tim, this movie has an awesome soundtrack. Also, here are some Goldblum. Your name, of course, being that Japanese animation movie that Barb was all up about. I had it on my Amazon queue for a while, but I didn't want to pay for it. So now that it's on Netflix, maybe I'll watch it.
I'm excited. I want to watch it, for sure.
Steve of CB says, love all you guys do. Keep it up. Also, can we get some more Cool Greg and Tim morning shows? That was lit AF.
I'm sure.
You absolutely can. Brad Eric Murphy says, long time no see, fellas. I've got to decrease the brightness. Hey, Cool Greg!
He's not here. You went to the store.
God damn it. Joey! Whatever. My computer's about to die. Long time no see, fellas.
You want me to go get something?
Yeah, if you don't mind, can you grab my charger?
Sure.
I've been a busy mode for a couple months. I've been in busy mode for a couple months, but I'm glad to be back. Keep kicking ass. Nick, what products do you use in your beard to make it so lush without any acne? I don't use any products. I don't like putting cream on my face. But I am also very oily as an Italian to begin with, so there's just that. Tuss Spot says, good morning, fellas. I submit for approval of Keepro Fun Clips. Just some good old Olympics fun. And there's a tweet for that.
Thank you.
Kevin, we got one more fun clip in there maybe for the end of the show. And Big Ron is Batman has given us our final tip and said, new kind of funny series, Nick calls nasty. Nick gets nasty with ice skating.
Nick gets nasty with
ice dancing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's ice dancing. It's not ice skating.
Sorry for that.
Respect it, man.
Sorry, guys, but that they are right about this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read the PS I Love His Best Friend while I plug my fucking computer?
Time for PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. You can go to kindoffunny.com/best friend just like Caleb Roach did. Caleb is shouting out Jared Petty. I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to Jared, a true inspiration. I deal with crippling social anxiety and I'm sweating just writing this, but his recent episode of Hot Blip and a Jump has given me the strength to start facing those demons on my own. I've been a silent fan since the beginning, but with the positive community you all create, I feel like this is a safe outlet to put myself out there. My name is Caleb Roach and all my gaming handles are on my Patreon profile. So it's Caleb Roach 87, C-A-L-E-B-R-O-A-C-H 87. I would like to I'd love to start gaming and being involved with all those wonderful best friends. Again, thank you, Jared, for showing those of us who struggle on a daily basis that there's room to breathe among the darkness. If you haven't seen the latest or the first episode of Jared Petty's new Hop, Blip, and a Jump series, it's fantastic. You should check it out on his YouTube channel. If you like it, support him on Patreon, patreon.com/JaredPetty. And Caleb Broach, congratulations for taking the first step.
There you go. There you go. Thank you for that, Tim. And it's hard to believe it took me that entire time to figure out how to plug my computer in.
It happens, man.
But I got old man brain today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time.
Giveaway.
Each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. On the morning show, we give away one game. How can you win? Well, there's four ways. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a subscriber on Twitch. If you're a subscriber on Twitch and you have Amazon Prime, you get to link those two together. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription, which we would like to go to us. This is your daily reminder. If you do, I will adopt you as one of my children for as long as you sub. But in the contract, it'll say, if you unsub to us with Jeff Bezos' money, you put it somewhere else, you're not my kid anymore. I fucking disavow you.
Jesus. Okay?
Three and four, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You support us over on either of those platforms at the $2 above level, and you are entered to win as well. Today's giveaway is brought to you by MeUndies. You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right, Tim?
I do.
But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world. I wouldn't know because somebody, this motherfucker, always steals the MeUndies. They come in that, apparently they give him the extra large one, not for his waist, but because of the doo-doo-doo. And he just takes them. He yanks them.
They're very soft.
And Gia gets to play with them. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're three times softer than cotton.
It's true.
They're ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked but not be naked. It's fantastic. We know you don't like being naked.
Oh my God, and I love these things.
Actually, you love being naked.
Recently on Facebook, in the Facebook community, there's been a big discussion of, are they worth it? And the resounding response was, yes, they are. Look, people know. These are in the people's hands. They can go to MeUndies.com/morning and they'll know.
There's lots of it. Here's the deal. You don't have to take the chance. This is a money-back guaranteed offer. Get 20% off, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee to get the best, softest underwear you will ever know. Free shipping, 100% good. You don't like it? You put it on yourself, you think it's not snug in the right places, you take it, you throw it right back at them, they give you your money back. Not that hard. MeUndies.com/morning for that great deal. That's MeUndies.com/morning. This is a limited time offer, so don't be like me and forget about it for a month and then not be able to take advantage of it. What are you waiting for? Start wearing the best underwear of your life. It changed Tim's life. Mm-hmm. It's time to let MeUndies change yours. Go to MeUndies.com/morning right now. Not right now, though. Actually, open up another tab. If you have two monitors, put that over there, but keep these beautiful faces here because we're about to announce the winner of today's game.
Who is it?
Comes from the chat. Congratulations to a guy named Kyle. You have won Accounting Plus on the PlayStation VR, which if you don't have one of those, it's actually really fun.
It is. There's an episode of the PlayStation VR show that we did on that, and it was a blast to watch.
It is a blast to watch. All right. I'm excited for my episode when we played I Expect You to Die.
That was a good one.
That was really fun. Okay, three. Let's take some questions, comments, and compliments from the Twitch chat, and then we'll go into sub-only mode, and then we might go to Chipotle.
Couple McMuffin says, they fucked harder than Pat Sajak and Vanna White. I've been watching a lot of Wheel of Fortune recently, and there's still such sexual tension between them, and I appreciate it. And, like, me and Gio, like, every night we'll take bets, and we're like, how often have they had sex
You think he's putting it to her in the back?
I mean, I think in their years, there must have been throes of passion.
I don't know, man. Pat Sajak doesn't come off as the kind of guy that really wants to get down like that, but I would not.
I doubt that,
maybe,
man.
You know. Let me look at Pat Sajak. Because I'm thinking Alex Trebek.
I don't know
right
if
now.
She's married. I don't know if he's married.
Oh, who doesn't matter, man?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Like, they look like the type of people that
make Pat Sajak
decisions.
Definitely looks like he was trying to get down. He looks a little bit like
he was trying to get his fuck on.
Now, I'll tell you, the Jeopardy guy, what's his name? Not Pat Sajak.
Alex Trebek.
He doesn't fuck. Alex Trebek finds the entire institution of sex disgusting. He has not seen his genitalia in 15 years.
Oh my God,
and doesn't care to. That's none of his business. What they do down there is none of his business. But Pat Sajak fucks, for sure.
Pat Sajak.
He fucks. All right.
Seen the story?
What?
You seen the story on the TV there?
That the internet refuses to believe that virtue and more aren't in love. I believe that. I get it. Yeah. They're the most shipped couple in history, I've heard.
Well, they've been dancing together for like 17 years or some shit like this. They're not, you're not looking at novice first time winners of ice dancing. They've been, this is like their sixth medal. They've been around for a while. They won in Sochi. They're winning in Pyeongchang. They're just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it. Will they be back in 4 years? You bet your fucking bottom ice dollar.
Pleasure Monkey says, Nick and Tim, what number fades do you get? I go number one on the sides.
This is a one also. Mm. Yeah, sometimes I, if I go, if I feel crazy, I'll go half. But my guy just goes.
Is half a thing?
You can go, zero.
I did zero, zero once and I shouldn't have done that. I look like Phil and Lil from the Rugrats.
You did.
Nick, are you sure you're not thinking of Drew Carey? Says Eric Shirk.
That's the new host of Price is Right.
I very seldom think about Drew Carey.
I often think about Drew Carey.
I think about Steve Harvey a lot, but not Drew Carey. Nick, what cardio workouts do you recommend to get rid of fat? Says Ant-Man0208.
Nick doesn't believe in cardio.
I actually don't do a ton of cardio. I need to do more conditioning. But I do a lot of weightlifting, and honestly, if you want to get rid of a lot of fat, you have to strike a healthy balance between working out and eating well. A lot of fat loss can come from good diet, so just look into that.
Lexi Gunner says, Nick, what comedian would you ever like to open for?
Anyone who will have me.
Who is the goal, though? Put it on camera.
The goal? To open for someone?
Yeah.
Really, anyone. I would be honored. Anyone who is a headliner, a touring comedian, I would love to just go in there and open for them. Perfect goal? I would open for anyone. I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
Ben Como.
What do you want from me?
Ben Como says, Tim, are you doing MeUndies boxer briefs or trunks? Boxer briefs. Trunks are a little too much for me.
There you go. What is this night background? Says Tommy Isabel. Well, the night background, it's morning somewhere, but it's also evening somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's how time works. So we don't like to be offensive to anyone out there who is watching this in their evening time. We like to make them feel right at home.
I like being offensive.
That's what we do. Also, it's my favorite background because it morays less.
Supposedly there was a nip slip in the French team. That's what everybody says.
Not last night. There was a wardrobe malfunction in their prior their prior thing, but she got through it. And that's why a lot of people are saying, like, these guys are pros. Because he twirled her, but he accidentally unclipped the top part of her thing. So the entire time she was like, maybe my boobs are coming out.
Uh-oh.
But,
holding it up?
I didn't see that performance. They just showed a recap of it.
That doesn't seem like
no, because I'm not disgusting, Kevin. I am a purist when it comes to ice dancing. And whatever they want to show me, I'm willing to see. But I'm not going to go invade their privacy by looking at anyone's private parts. That's disgusting, Kevin. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I'm just saying in disbelief that you didn't do it.
I'll probably do it later.
Can we get into sub-only chat?
Yep.
Justin Ryan Bear says, Nick, what is your recommendation for convincing my girlfriend to wear a butt plug all day?
Don't. That's probably bad for her. But here's what you should do. If you want, do what I do. Lead by example, sir. You want her to do it? Grease it up yourself, buddy, brother, and get out there and go see a movie with it inside. See how you feel.
Holy shit.
That's an exit only as far as I'm concerned. Unless it's a little pinky finger, in which case we don't tell anyone about that.
I don't like what you're saying.
Just go
sense. I don't like the noise that you just made.
Yep, there's a lot of negatives.
That's the knuckle. Pop, pop, pop.
That's the knuckle.
Knuckle, why knuckle?
Mr. Yasmin says, Tim, will you and Greg talk about burnout on Kind of Funny Games Daily? Yes. Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure Monkey says, Nick, where do you get your button-ups? Honestly, anywhere where they'll fit. As you guys know, my frame, I don't have the frame of a tall man, but I am wide. So I have to find the button-ups that don't require any tailoring because I just don't want to get my shirts tailored.
Mm-hmm.
This one I think is from a store called AG.
Button-ups?
A little more on the expensive side.
Let's do one more good one.
All right.
Button-ups, got it.
I heard butt nubs as well.
Mojo Joe what? Says, have you guys seen the still shots of the ice skaters during their performances? It's insane and hilarious. The faces they make to emote, to get across the emotion of whatever the fucking their dance is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to tell a story.
Who knows?
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's hilarious. That's why I like the Shib Sibs. They just go out there, they have fun. They're always smiling. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think the reality is? What do you think the chances are that I'll get to hang out with the Shib Sibs one day?
Kind of hope.
I'm gonna say it's low, but it's never say never.
Never say never. Let's make it happen. All right,
that's it,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I believe, with Andy. Let's see if it's calling it right. No, it's me and Greg tomorrow. It's gonna be fun, Tim. Always a pleasure.
Always.
Of course, you can see Tim and I on the Game Over Greggy show later today. We'll be filming that at 3 p.m. live for Patreon supporters. So if you guys want to see the pre and post show live and see what, if anything, we cut out of the show when I start talking real nasty about ice dancing, go over there on patreon.com/kindoffunny and support us, and you'll get that link and you'll be able to watch it. Until then, I love you all. Thank you for subscribing, those who have, those who haven't. Look inside yourself, okay? Because it's super easy. I'm lazy as fuck and I did it. So you guys can do it too. I will see everyone tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Stick around. I'll read subs. And Tim and Greg will be up next Kind of Funny Games Daily. I love you. Kevin, cut the feed.